Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah Benowitz is brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Shop Albertsons and Vons for the best produce, like California cuties. These little gems are super sweet. The perfect on-the-go treat. And right now, get three-pound bags for just $2.97 each through April 13th with club card where applicable. Vons and Albertsons.
Big fan of the cutie.
Big fan of the Incorporator. Going to pay that off and see how Jesse worked his word that Woods came up with yesterday into the broadcast last night. We'll do that after this check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Chill out in your backyard, grab an ice-cold beverage, listen to Padres Baseball. You can stream Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. using the Odyssey app on 97.3 The Fan. Now, had you been doing that last night, you may have been listening for our Incorporator word. If you missed it yesterday, we had Jesse on at 8:35. He came to us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today at the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. All right.
Smooth.
You're welcome.
Very
Ritz.
Smooth.
Hey, if you want to do these, they're all yours, buddy. Here's what you heard yesterday at 8:35 when Woodsy gave us our first Incorporator word of the year.
I've had this bookmarked for like 3 months. I'm not kidding you. Last night's events may help you a little bit. Let me tell you the word. It's spatulomancy. Spatulomancy. That's a real word. Spatulomancy. I'll spell it. S-P-A-T-U-L-A. Spatulomancy. Like Max Mancy. Spatulomancy. Spatulomancy.
Give me a definition, Will.
It is a form of divination by means of an animal's shoulder blade.
Yeah.
Shoulder blade.
Wait, you're giving me a shoulder word the day after a shoulder.
I said, I had it bookmarked for 3 months, and then this happened. I almost feel
you got to show some discipline.
I almost thought you got it wrong. I was thinking shoulder blade. Wouldn't that be scapulomancy?
Scapulomancy, yeah.
But it's spatulomancy.
Spatulomancy is a real English word.
So if you know the Incorporator, it then becomes Jesse's challenge to not only use the word during the Padres game, but not just blurt it out. He actually has to
spatulomancy
incorporate it. You know,
Manny Machado going
it is
spatulomancy.
Right. Spatulomancy. No, he's got to like figure out a way to talk about it that doesn't sound completely out of context. Obviously, it's not easy when a word is as unusual as spatulomancy. So he's got a great brain in that head of his, and he comes up with some really terrific ways to subtly or sometimes not so subtly work these Incorporator words into the broadcast. So last night, Pauly, do we know when
I know what time
Jesse
it
made
was,
his attempt?
It was just past 7:40, so
fairly early in the
second,
game.
Third inning.
He likes to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Which I would too.
Well, can you imagine it's like high intensity game?
Yeah, yeah.
Eighth, ninth innings, and he's like,
oh,
God, wow,
these idiots, these stupid bit masters. I promised them I would do it. Fine. All right, let's hear it.
We'll know a whole lot about shoulders by the time Fernando Tatis Jr. comes back.
Slight labrum tear was the official diagnosis today after the MRI for Fernando. Last night we learned subluxation. Here's the 1-2. And that's popped in the air left field. Dickerson going back a little bit over towards the corner. And the big guy gets there to make the catch. Myers goes back to first base. One down in the bottom of the second inning. Now, you might have known that word, obviously, because you're an athlete. You've dealt with this sort of thing before. But I think for most of us, subluxation was a new one. And the technology of the whole thing is really amazing to me. In more ancient times, you know, if somebody was hurt and you're trying to figure out what it was, I don't know, they'd do soothsaying. They go to a crystal ball, a spatulamancy or something.
Oh,
today, of course, you go, you sit in the MRI tube, they take some fancy pictures, and they get to see it afterwards.
Yeah, this is honestly was as good a news as you could receive for Fernando.
He's the smoothest SOB. You see that?
Tony Gwynn just let it go right
over
right past him there.
I love
he
it.
Did not.
Do soothsaying. They go to a crystal ball, a spatulamancy or something. Today,
oh
of course,
God.
You go, you sit
just
in the MRI tube, they take some fancy pictures, and they get
time.
To see that.
I forgot how much I love this bit because it really makes me nervous. It really makes me nervous every single time.
I was so impressed, too, with our listeners because
they were just on it.
It's the first one of the year.
First
it's
one of the
a
year.
While,
yep.
And, dude, I got like four texts.
Yep.
With people on Twitter. And Jesse just did it.
Jesse just did it. Except Jesse actually did it.
That's good.
Great job by Jesse Angler.
As usual. As usual. I never get tired of this bit.
We'll have another Incorporator word selection next Tuesday, as the Padres will be in Pittsburgh taking on the Pirates that day. So I'll start thinking right now so I can come up with a good word for Jesse next week. Now,
God.
Speaking of shoulders and
Spatulamancy,
the injury to Fernando Tatis Jr., we kind of went over the initial doctor's thoughts earlier in the show at the beginning of the hour about how Fernando Tatis Jr. does not need surgery, at least not right away. There's going to be a good amount of crossing of the fingers, though, that he doesn't have another wicked swing that, you know, wrenches the shoulder out of the socket again, because should that happen, the odds of needing surgery and needing it fast are probably going to go up significantly. So, yeah, they can rest, they can rehab, try to strengthen that shoulder, but there's also going to be some hope that this doesn't happen again. And one way that you would think that the Padres could help get Fernando Tatis Jr. through the season is by telling him, all right, you're back. We need you. We want you to play. But we need you to stop doing the things that could potentially throw your shoulder out, like Woods diving headfirst back into bases, sliding headfirst where you might be jamming that shoulder. Can you just do feet first slides?
No, you can't.
The rest of the way this season.
If you're leading off first base, and you don't slide back with your feet.
You can't slide back.
If you slide back with your feet, you may get laughed out of the game of baseball. I've never actually seen anyone slide back with their feet. So no, he is going to be an aggressive base runner. We know that. You're not going to corral him on the bases. You're just not. It's part of what makes him so great and who he is. Do you know how much it messes with a pitcher's head when Fernando Tatis Jr. is leading off of first or second base? Hell, even third base. You're out of you're domed out, man. You it's hard to execute the next pitch. He brings those little things, the next level. He's gonna slide back hands first because that's how you do it. That's just how you do it. Now, if you're stealing a bag, okay. A lot of people hate the face first slide. A lot of people want the old, slide with your feet. I don't know. It's personal preference, man, and it's what gets the job done. You can't change him, Ben. You're not going to be able to change his sliding techniques. I know he's only 22 years old or whatever, but he is who he is. This is who he is.
All right, fair enough. And maybe you can't change some of those instinctual decisions that he makes during the course of a game. And I wouldn't suggest, hey, if there's a ball in the hole and you're trying to make a play and stop, you're going to dive for
just
it.
Just darn it.
And you
Fernando, what are we doing? That was out of my reach. What do you want me to do? Die for it?
Fernando, don't give me any of this ole. But what about his swing? That swing in particular that wrenched the shoulder out of the socket in the first place. It was vicious. It was violent. It just had that whip around follow through.
Oh,
is there a way that Fernando may be able to at least modify his swing a little bit that it's not so potentially there's so much torque and pressure on that shoulder.
Here's the answer. No.
No, not even at all.
No. He's not going to change who he is. He's not. It's what got him here. It's what kept him here. It's what got him $340 million. You're not going to be able to change that kid. Ben, there will be the things that you could change possibly about Fernando Tatis Jr. are, hey, man, you don't need to tag up from third base on a pop fly to the infield in spring training. You don't. Spring training, actually.
And then dive head first in home plate.
And then dive head first in home. That stuff's got to stop. It's spring training. If you do it again, you're not playing. Go work on the backfields and take ground and hit off the tee and take soft toss. Honestly, that's the only part of that guy's game you can modify.
Here's another
is
one.
Spring training.
do you think, and maybe they had this conversation just when they signed him to the 14-year deal before the injury, hey, no more winter ball? Like, do we need him playing?
Well, Preller said if he wins the World Series, he is allowed to go back and play winter ball.
I think you're going to have to go back on that now.
I think so.
That's out the window.
Even if he wins the World Series?
Yeah.
Those are just extra reps.
You win Worlds. Do we want to, is it one World Series that we're after? Just one? I mean, I know we want to get the first one, but, you know, I just you're just not going to change him. He is who he is, and it's part of what makes him great. It's part of what makes him dynamic.
All right, then if you're Jace Tingler, do you give him a lot more rest over the course of the season? Are we going to see, you know, 3 days on for Tatis, 1 day off?
Does anybody have
the rest of the way?
Anybody have a problem with that? With a you know, jacked up shoulders? Does anybody have a problem with him just hitting for a while? As long as he's back in the lineup, does anybody have a problem with him, you know, playing shortstop 4 days a week instead of seven?
If the Padres had a designated hitter, would we see him out there, you know, maybe 4 or 5 days a week as the DH without having to use him in the field?
Probably go 3 days a week, yeah. 2-3 days a week.
We don't have one, though. So if he's playing, he has to play shortstop as well. This is the National League. There's no way around it at this point. So, yeah, are you okay with, 4 out of 7 days Fernando Tatis Jr. at this point?
Yeah, because there's depth, and there's a guy behind him that is a really good glove. He's a really good glove in Ha-Seong Kim. So I actually am okay with that for now, Benny, for now. I mean, we'll see how it progresses. But if in 10 days he can come back and help this team and be that kind of threat on the base path, be that force. I mean, he's a guy that when he steps into the box, the opposing pitcher knows he can beat me on any pitch. He can beat me on my best pitch. He will beat me on my worst pitch. And I have to make a good quality pitch to this kid, banged up or not. And I'm fine handling him with kid gloves, especially in April. It's April. I'm totally fine keeping the restrictor plates on the Red Dragon right now. That's an old school reference. You don't get it, but
I didn't get it. No.
Right. Let's keep the restrictor plates on the Red Dragon for now in April. When these games are, they're not meaningless. You need to win these games, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's your opinion. Here's what A.J. Preller had to say when he was asked about Fernando Tatis Jr. possibly changing his style of play in order to avoid injuries.
That's what we'll that's what we'll talk about. You know, I think I think more about in terms of, you know, I know there's always been the debate, you know, his style of play. You know, have we had a lot of conversations with him about his style of play? And he's obviously an ultra aggressive player, and he's got, it makes things happen. And, I think from that standpoint, you know, I think it's really goes kind of hand in hand with some of the things that we'll do from a strengthening standpoint, and then probably look at, you know, again, well, I think we'll be talking about over the next few weeks, whether it's from a finish to a swing or staying on your feet more on the defensive end or, you know, kind of where he's at, you know, running the bases. We're gonna continue to examine that like we always have, and I think, you know, have a little bit more information, and, you know, that'll be part of the next 10 days too. I think part of it will be kind of a little bit of a reset from a health standpoint. I think a bigger part of it's just kind of, you know, digging into, you know what's going to keep him on the field for the whole season, so we don't, you know, have another incident like this again, where, you know, he's got to leave a ball game or he's got to be out of, you know, be on a disabled list or miss some time. So I think that'll be really the course of the next 10 days and over the course of the, you know, using this rest period to kind of examine that a little bit and have some answers here going forward.
So would you say you don't think it's really possible for him to modify? The Padres seem to think maybe it is. Maybe we can at least do a few things to help him stay on the field and stay healthy. For instance, the play in, what was it, the second game of the season when he went out deep into left field and stomped, you know, trampled all over Jorge Mateo. Is it possible can you tell Fernando Tatis, if your left fielder is about to catch a routine fly out to left field, just let him do it. And, you know, you don't have to make a diving play and land on top of him. You could just let him do it. Let him call you off at that point.
Again, you're talking, can you teach, I don't want to say an old dog, can you teach an old dog new tricks? This is how the kid's played probably since he was 3 years old.
But it's not smart to go out and steal a ball away from a teammate. You learn that in Little League. If it's a fly ball to someone else and they're calling it, Let him have it. Don't take it away from him. Yes, you can make the play, but you have to sometimes back off.
It's part of why do you want...
Part of baseball is knowing when it's your play and when you need to back off for someone else.
100%. But he also knows that's an inexperienced left fielder out there. I'm going to go for it because that's what I do. And I just don't know that you're going to be able to turn that switch off.
But here's the thing. The consequences of letting it go and perhaps letting a blooper fall in versus going all out and diving and potentially losing Fernando Tatis Jr. for the season, I'll let in 20 bloopers, 50 bloopers to keep Fernando Tatis Jr. on the field all season long.
Obviously, hindsight being 20/20. He saw a ball, he read it off the bat, and he went for it. You know, and again, I just don't think you could say it all you want, but I just don't think he's going to listen. I think he's going to play his game. That's what you want him playing his game. You also want him healthy. It's a very, very fine line to walk.
I want to get into some phone calls on this here in our 7 o'clock hour if you
want
to join us. 833-288-0973. They may also want to take you on in a little take on Woods.
I don't know why they want to do that.
Our musical trivia game coming up next. We have no qualifiers for our Las Vegas getaway yet. They think, hey, this is my chance to go to Vegas if I can beat Woods in take on Woods. So 833-288-0973. We'll get to that. Joe Musgrove going to be joining us in the second half of the show as well. All to come on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.